A typical Viennese cafe has waiters in suits, dark wood furniture, newspapers, good coffee, and cigarette smoke. Well, not all of them, but even in those with non-smoking areas, including this one, customers often walk through the smoke zone to get to the non-smoking one. And the doors to that zone are propped open, so the waiters can come and go with ease. The smoke, too. Peter Tapler is from Innenraum Analytik, an air quality consultancy, and he's been sitting in cafes like this one, measuring the number of fine particles or pollution in the atmosphere.
On average, in the non-smoking areas, we have four times the pollution to be found on a busy street intersection. It can be up to 10 times. If anyone finds that acceptable and feels fine with it, then of course they can use those areas. But if you don't like it, then you have to find another cafe.
Last year, the Austrian government passed a law which would have banned all smoking in cafes, restaurants and bars. But the new conservative government has come to power and promptly abolished that law before it could take effect. So the old rules apply. Smoking and non-smoking zones and very small establishments able to decide whether to be all smoking or no smoking. Trouble is those laws are honoured more in the breach than the observance.
In two-thirds of those investigated, the doors were either open or didn't even exist. And even when the doors are closed, in almost every case, there's an overflow of smoke and fine particles from the smoking area into the non-smoking area.
International visitors to Austria, especially from the United States or the UK, often comment on the number of smokers in public places. Around a quarter of the population lights up at least once a day. That makes it among the smokiest four or five countries in Europe, behind Bulgaria, Greece and Hungary. And according to an EU survey, Austrian women are Europe's top smokers. Professor Paul Savelda has coined the term the ashtray of Europe to describe his country. He's the president of Austrian Cancer Aid and one of the organisers of the Don't Smoke petition.
Wir wissen heute, dass in Österreich 13.000 Menschen pro Jahr an den Folgen des Rauchens.
We know that in Austria, every year 13,000 people die as a consequence of smoking. We know that young people begin to smoke, if they have had the opportunity, in cafes and bars. These are all factors.
This suburban cafe has many classic Viennese features. Marble-top tables, Art Deco mirrors, and ceilings of a familiar yellowish brown, wrought only by many decades of cigarette smoke. Proprietor Anna Karnice says she's in favour of government plans allowing her to decide the smoking rules.
As the host or owner, I support this right that I can decide whether it's this type of cafe or that type. And then nobody can come in and find it's too smoky or that they don't like it. That's a matter of taste.
But air quality consultant Peter Tapler says cafe owners have nothing to fear from a general smoking ban, as demanded by the Don't Smoke petition.
I understand the concerns, but other countries show that these concerns are not justified. Certainly there are some establishments that will have fewer visitors and others that will have more, because non-smokers will find a smoke-free cafe more attractive and will want to go in.
Regular customer Mariana is pleased the new government is more smoker-friendly than the last.
I come to a cafe where they're still smoking, because it's pleasant when I'm having a coffee. For me, a smoking ban would be a catastrophe.
A catastrophe for a smoker, perhaps, but a smoking gun for the government. More than 500,000 signatures on the Don't Smoke petition means Parliament is now required to debate smoking laws. It also puts politicians under pressure to hold a referendum, one that could see the government defeated on one of its very first initiatives. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.